Okay.
看你是不是在留心听。
All right, we're in the Gospel of Mark, and we're going to continue where we left off last time.
我们现在继续照我们上次讲到的那个地方继续看来看马可福音。
And this is a passage some of you may be familiar with.
这一段圣经我相信有些人是还是比较熟悉的。
It involves a big crowd. Jesus' popularity is growing at this point.
到讲到这里的时候，我们就发现耶稣他的这个 他的名声已经传远扬，所以很多人来跟随他。
And it reminded me of something that one of the prophets Zechariah had said.
我们就想起旧约中有个旧约的先知叫撒加利亚，他做了预言。
We read in chapter 8, this is what the Lord Almighty says, many peoples and the inhabitants of many cities will yet come, and the inhabitants of one city will go to another and say, let us go at once to entreat the Lord and seek the Lord Almighty. I myself, many peoples and powerful nations will come to seek the Lord Almighty and to entreat Him.
在撒加利亚书第八章第二十到二十三节这里说，万军之耶和华如此说，将来必有列国的人和多城的居民来到，这城的居民必到那城说， 我们要快去恳求耶和华的恩，寻求万军之耶和华，我也要去，必有列邦的人和强国的民来到耶路撒冷，寻求万军之耶和华，恳求耶和华的恩。
In verse 23, and this is what the Lord Almighty says, in those days, 10 people from all languages and nations will take firm hold of one Jew. I wonder who that is. By the hem of his robe and say, let us go with you, because we have heard that God is with you.
第二十三节说，万军之耶和华如此说，在那些日子必有十个人从列国诸族中出来，拉住一个犹太人的衣襟说，我们要与你们同去，因为我们听见神与你们同在了。
We see the fulfillment of it, that very thing that Zechariah spoke of in the ministry and life of Jesus.
我们看见耶稣他在地上的 他的服事就显明了撒加利亚预言中的实现。
How God is bringing restoration through the Messiah and causing all kinds of disruptions as the kingdom of God is at hand.
所以我们看见耶稣借着他的服事，就使以色列人能够得到恢复。
One of the commentators I like to read, Tim Gombas, said, Jesus has come to inaugurate the restoring reality that frees God's world from the grip of darkness and disease.
有一位解经的家叫Tim Gombas， 他就说耶稣的到来标志着神的世界要从黑暗和疾病的控制下得到解脱的这个开始。
And so we see multitudes upon multitudes now that are coming from all different kinds of places to hear Jesus.
所以我们看见好多地方的人从不同地方都来到耶稣面前。
Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea. It reads, and a great crowd followed from Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea and from beyond the Jordan and from around Tyre and Sidon. When the great crowd heard all that he was doing, they came to him, and he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him.
所以这里马可记载说，耶稣和他的门徒就退到海边去，有许多人从加利利来跟随他，还有许多人听见他所做的事，就从犹太 耶路撒冷、以突买、约旦河外，并推罗西顿的四方，来到他那里。他就因为人多，就吩咐门徒叫一只小船伺候着，免得众人拥挤他。In
verse 8, because of the crowd, lest they crush him, it said, for he had healed many, so that all who had diseases pressed around Jesus to touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, you are the Son of God! And he strictly ordered them not to make him known.
他就治好了许多的人，所以凡有疾病的都挤进来要去摸耶稣。巫鬼什么时候看见他，就匍匐在面前喊着说：“你是神的儿子。”耶稣再三的命令这些巫鬼不要把他的名声说出来。So
crowds here now following, and they've expanded, and the things that came to my mind that stood out were a few key terms: the crowds, the calling of Jesus, and this core group of disciples.
所以这一段圣经让我就想起三个字：第一，这个人群；第二， 是耶稣的呼召，第三是他这个核心。
Yes.
耶稣呼召的核心是什么
？Right. And so I don't know if you like to use study Bibles, but one of them that's pretty popular these days, the ESV Study Bible, it points out that the popularity of Jesus is growing on account of his healings, yes, and his casting out of demons. But his chief goal is to teach and call people to the kingdom of God.
所以有一本圣经解释他是这样说的，说耶稣的名声是因为他的医治疾病赶鬼就得到很大的传扬，但是他的主要的目的他是来教育和呼召人来归向神的国，而不只是医病赶鬼。
Reminds me of what Matthew said in Matthew chapter 4. And Jesus went throughout all Galilee, teaching in the gospel of the kingdom, affliction among the people.
所以这一段这个主题在马太福音也是这样记载的，在马太福音四章二十三节那里说，耶稣走遍加利利的各城各乡，传扬进入各个会堂，传扬天国的福音。并且医病赶鬼行各样的神迹。
All throughout this area, teaching, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom of God.
他在每一个会堂都传讲宣告神国的福音。
So where are they coming from?
这些人从哪里来呢？
This is the first of two quizzes.
就是考试开始了哈，这第一个小考。
Who can identify what regions or cities that Mark has mentioned in this text that we're looking at today?
我们刚刚马可福音讲了人从各个地方来后，我们来看看到底从地图上来看这些人从哪里来。
Anybody?
有没有人自愿？
Okay, Galilee, okay, yeah. What else? Judea, okay,
约旦
good, yeah. Jerusalem, within Judea, okay, what else?Okay, Sidon, we can see that up in the north, way at the top.
这北边地图的上节上半段。
And then one other, next is Sidon, is what? Tyre, right?
还有推罗。在西顿旁边。
And then there's one more to the far south.
很南边有个地方。
This one here.
就这个以图买。
Idumea, huh?Yeah, it's kind of good to get a picture of where they are as you read through the scriptures. Sometimes it's interesting to go a little deeper, get the background information about just where these places are.
所以你读圣经也要能够联系地理来看那些当时的背景，会很有帮助的。
Yeah. So what's this imply that people are coming from so many different places?
我们就看着这个时代从各个地方都来了这些人。
We say in English, well, the word about Jesus has gone viral.
用英文有个说，好像这个耶稣的这个名声传的好像传染病那样的快。
And there's an interesting Greek word that is used when they talk about how the crowds were congested and pushing forward upon Jesus so much that he had to go to a boat just offshore to be able to minister and teach.
当时人实在太多了，他们都挤在一块，就都想拥挤耶稣。所以耶稣不得不弄条小船，这样子他不会被人家挤住。
The Greek word "go" means that literally people are falling over. Yeah.
所以用圣经用那个字，好像人就好像站都站不住了，挤到那个程度。
So actually, that's a very difficult, you know, it's a very dangerous predicament to be in. It's like what we heard in the news three or four months ago in Korea. They were in an old part of the city, and a lot of people they lost their life because some people just started pushing.And it was kind of like that on this day. The crowds were so huge, they were so compacted together, so congested, they started pushing, and Jesus said,we better back me up, we better put me in a boat.
所以这个情况其实是很危险的。我们想起最近这个有个新闻讲到韩国有一个集会，但是人太多了，场面失去控制，最后人挤人，最后挤到中间那些人没办法呼吸。所以耶稣这个场景是耶稣就不想他们挤他，所以他就吩咐找一条小船准备着。
What was the catalyst for this kind of influence and engagement?
所以你在想，人为什么会这么多的来挤的耶稣呢？
Mark tells us, well, they heard what Jesus was doing.
马可福音说，因为他听说了耶稣所做的事。
How he was healing any kind of illness or sickness, and also casting out demons, liberating people from captivity.
他们听说耶稣的事，就是无论什么病，耶稣都给你治好了，同时把鬼都给你赶出去。
And you know you're making an impact when people begin to hear about what Jesus is doing in the midst of you.
所以我们就知道，如果当的事情流传广为流传的时候，大家都会听说这个事儿的。
Do you recognize this church here?
你们记得这个教会吗？
Yeah. Do you think the same thing could happen here in this family of believers as they hear about, they get word of what Jesus is doing among you?
当在这个教会里发生的事，你觉得会不会传扬出去，让这社区的其他人都知道呢？
I think sometimes it's good for us to let the Holy Spirit stir our imagination about what could be.
我们需要圣灵让我们心中充满着对于未来的期待，这将来会怎么怎么的好。
God is never constrained by numbers, so that's not an issue. If Christ is among you, Christ is at work in your midst, things like this can happen.
神不会因为人少就不做工啊。
Of course, whenever that happens and we begin to see Kingdom of God advance, you know there's going to be pushback from the dark powers.
但你知道神的国不论传到哪里，这个黑暗的势力总会反抗的。
And when Jesus was touching people and healing them of their affliction, it was more than just something happening in the physical realm. There was also things happening in the spiritual realm.
当耶稣在医治、在教训人的时候，不光是当时现实的社会发生改变，在这个属灵的环境中也产生了影响。
The dark powers were being disrupted literally.
所以这个黑暗的权势就被耶稣的到来颠覆了。
And that's why we see this pushback coming from the dark powers.
所以他要反抗。
But Jesus forbid them to disclose his identity.
耶稣禁止这些巫鬼说出耶稣的身份。
And it says that this is also from the ESV study Bible. We read in Mark chapter 3, 11 and 12 in particular, Jesus does not permit these unclean spirits to speak about him. For even when they make true statements that Jesus is the Son of God, it's greater authority. Their intent is still dark, is still evil, and they're eager to divulge true identity and they hope thereby to gain control over them. There was an ancient philosophy that said, if I can name you, and if I can identify you, then I can control you.
所以在有一个圣经它是这样解释的，这一段为什么发生这个。所以这些巫鬼被耶稣赶出去以后呢，他们就要说出耶稣的名字，但耶稣禁止他们这样做，因为当时有一个说法，就是当你能够说出一个人的名字的时候，你就能够控制这个人。所以耶稣禁止巫鬼说出他的名字。
So what is Jesus' response to all of this kind of activity, this growth, this popularity?
所以当耶稣受到如此大的欢迎的话，他的反应是什么呢？
He appoints leaders.
他就呼召了他的门徒中的领袖们。
Yeah. He doesn't want to become a celebrity. He begins to delegate. He begins people who will do this work with him.
他就不想说一个人成为名人哈，他就想着从他门徒中选召一批人跟他来共同承担这个职事。
And we can literally call these people, these first 12, the foundational leaders of Jesus' movement.
所以我们可以说他呼召这十二个门徒就是耶稣的兴起的这个运动中的领袖。
And we later, generations who would come after these first 12 would be built on the foundation of these apostles.
所以这十二个不仅是领袖，也是基石。所以我们后面相信都是在这个基石上得到建立。
And then we read as we continue in the Gospel of Mark. I know this is hard to see. I'll just read it to you. And so Jesus went up on the mountain and called to him those whom he desired. We're going to talk about that. And they came to him, and he appointed 12 so that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach.And have authority to cast out demons, he appointed 12.
所以耶稣就上了山，他自己的意思，叫人来，他们就来到他面前。他设立了十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
And there's other verses that follow right here, but I don't want to look at it too carefully because there's a quiz, and I don't want to give you all the answers to the second quiz.
所以下面还有一段哈，但是因为我要给大家一个考试，我先暂时卖个关子不讲。
I might just point out though that mountains, Jesus going up to this mountain has great significance.
我就想给一个暗示和他去的这个山，这个山是有很重要的一个山。
And for those of you who love to read and study the Bible, you know that some of the most significant encounters that people have had with God have been on the mountain.
所以山在圣经中很重要，很多人他遇见神的时候地方都是在山上。
We think of Moses, he received the law on the mountain.
所以摩西他在哪里接受的这个律法呢？是在山上。
Or Elijah, who went up to the mountain after what he did with all of the false prophets of Baal. And he goes up there and he encounters God on the very same mountain, by the way.
所以那个先知亚他是在什么地方跟巴利的那400个先知斗法呢？他是在山上。
And so this shouldn't surprise us that Jesus is choosing a mountain to do this very significant appointment of the 12.
所以我们在这也应该不觉得奇怪，耶稣在这个山上选择了12个门徒。
And Jesus is wanting to enlist more, even up to this present day, he's wanting to enlist more and more to engage the coming of the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣在这山上选择12个门徒，预备他们来迎接神的国。
So on this particular day, on this particular occasion, what kind of followers did he choose the 12 out of? I mean, there's a whole group of followers now. We're no longer by the seashore. We're up here on this mountain on a different day. And he's doing this appointment of the 12. So the question is, well, what is the average kind of follower that Jesus is seeing stand before him here?
所以我们想这个场景换了，已经不是在被那个众人拥挤的那个场面了。耶稣带了一群的门徒上了这个山，你在想这一群人是什么样的人呢？他从这一群这样的人里面呼召了12个人。
As we look at the four Gospels, we begin to get we can put together kind of a picture of what the so-called followers of Jesus were like.
我们就从四个福音里面一起来看这个12个人都是些什么样的人。
It says in John chapter 2:23, we get one glimpse here. It says, now when he was in Jerusalem, speaking of Jesus, at the Passover feast, many believed in his name. Okay, so there's one characteristic. Many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and he needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man.
所以在约翰福音二章二十三到二十五节被你记载说，耶稣到耶路撒冷去过逾越节，然后很多人相信了他的名，然后很多人看到他行的神迹，但是耶稣却不把自己交托给他们，因为他知道万人的心，他也不用人对他说什么来见证人，因为他知道人心里想的是什么。
So we can see there's at least some that are there who are followingAs long as they can witness the miraculous signs and wonders.
所以你看有些人跟从耶稣他是要看神迹的。
There's another kind that will follow if there's a free lunch.
有另外一些人跟耶稣呢他是为了有东西吃。
We see in John chapter 6, Jesus said, you are seeking me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate. And you ate all you wanted to. You ate your fill of the fish and the loaves.
所以在约翰福音六章有一段借这样的记载，耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我不是因为不是因为你们看了神迹，而是因为吃饼得饱。
And there's another kind who are following him for another reason, and they're happy to follow as long as the teaching doesn't get too deep or too challenging.
还有另外一种人跟从，在约翰福音六章六十节记载，那这些他们跟从的就是说只要耶稣的教训不太难跟从他就可以，但是如果太难了他也不干了。
And we see that some of you know this passage in John chapter 6 toward the end. It's a very long chapter and it says some of the disciples when they heard what Jesus was saying said, wow, this is too difficult. Who can listen to this guy?
所以在那里记载就是当耶稣讲了一段话以后，他的门徒中很多人听到就说，哇，这话我没办法接受，这个实在这个教训太难了，如谁能够接受这样的教训呢？
And Jesus' response to them is in verse 65. He says, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted to him by the Father. And after this, many of his so-called disciples turned back and no longer walked with him.
所以耶稣那里就说了，说若不是我父差遣来的，没有人能够到我这里来。 所以他讲完这话之后呢，就很多门徒就走了，就不再跟从他了。
So, if anybody argues with you about, okay, I thought he was a believer, maybe he wasn't a believer, maybe just read the Bible, okay? I mean, there are times where there are people who appear to be followers who we later discover maybe they're not really followers.
所以当你看有人说我跟从耶稣，我跟从耶稣，你要真看他是为什么跟从耶稣，他可能跟着跟着就不见了。
So not unlike today, there are many, even in our time, who appear to be followers, but perhaps they're not faithful followers of Jesus.
在当时的时候，在耶稣的年代是这样，在我们现在这个时代一样是这样。
So Jesus goes up into the mountain for such a time as this, and of course this is the place you would also go if you're leading kind of something that is subversive and revolutionary. If God was going to do a new thing, which he's doing now through the Messiah, then the mountain would be the place to go.
所以耶稣上了山，他为什么上山？他就是离开这些拥挤的人群，同时离开这些当时的这个宗教和政治上的这些领袖们。
But, you know, I think, of course, they also have in their mind, no matter what kind of follower, at this time, their expectation was that if this one is the Messiah, then he's bringing in the kingdom and all of its glory.
所以当时的人群跟从耶稣，他们就想说，耶稣搞不好就是那个要来的那个王。
And so there was one occasion where this became very clear after Jesus fed the 5,000. You remember that day?
所以你想想，这些人跟耶稣，然后他们就因着那个五饼二鱼，他们就几千人吃饱了，他们就发现哦，这个可能真的是那个要来的王。
And Jesus was out in the wilderness, and he miraculously fed this huge crowd, 5,000 men, not including women and children.
所以那一段就记载了，他们是在一个野地里啊，耶稣就用五个饼两个鱼喂饱了五千个男人，还没有算女人。
And we read here in John chapter 6, when the people saw the sign, the miracle that Jesus had done, they said, this is indeed the prophet, the one that Moses spoke of, the prophet who was to come into that they were about to come and take Jesus by force to make him king. Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself.
所以那一段就在约翰福音六章十四到十五节有记载，他那里说到说，当那些人看到这个神迹，然后他们就说，这真是那要临到世间的那个被预言的那一个先知。所以那当耶稣知道他们心里要想什么，要来强迫他做王，耶稣就退到旷野，就退到山上去了。
So what was on their heart? What was on the average disciple's mind? That Jesus was coming, that maybe he really is the Messiah, and he will deliver us from the Roman occupation.
所以当时一般的跟从耶稣的门徒就想说啊，耶稣真的是那预言的弥赛亚，他要来拯救我们脱马的统治。
And they were so disappointed, of course, and they still were having these questions even after the cross, even after the resurrection. We see an example here.
所以后来他发现耶稣不是来带领他们造反推翻罗马的统治，他们就很失望了。这里就有一个故事。
And this is one of those days after the resurrection on the road to Emmaus.Jesus is walking along with two of his disciples, and they're having this conversation, and they mention that we had hoped this Jesus who was just crucified, we had hoped that he was the one to redeem us, to redeem Israel.
这幅图画就讲到耶稣钉了十字架复活以后呢，在一个地方叫去以马忤斯的路上，向两个门徒显现。那两个门徒当时见耶稣，但他没有出来，他们就。对耶稣说 耶稣怎么样他被定了我们曾拯救以色列脱离罗马的统治所以还在想着这个事儿。
And even right before his ascension back to the Father, we see of the 12, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
所以直到耶稣在升天之前他向门徒显现的时候那门徒还在问他主啊你是不是要在这个时候复兴以色列国呢政治的国。
This is all just background so that we get a better picture of what's happening in our text today when we see these followers out before Jesus and what their expectation would be.
我们看了他的门徒当时都是这样一个思想状态哈，这给我们提供一个背景，让我们来看到今天他选的这是。
So let's get back and look at the appointment of the 12.
来看他这个选的这个。
Jesus is appointing and commissioning, like his own cabinet, like we have in the government, we have the cabinet that's around the president. Here we have Jesus, what would effectually, functionally be like his cabinet.
所以我们看耶稣呼召的十二个人，就好像一个每次有一个新总统当选，他就会选一些人做他的内阁。这十二个门徒就好像内阁一样。
Right. So who would Jesus appoint, and why would he appoint these men?
所以耶稣选了谁？他为什么会选这个人呢？
Well, for one thing, he chose 12 because in the mind of all good Jews would be the association they would make with the 12 tribes of Israel.
他选了十二个人，刚好就是因为旧约有以色列人有十二派，所以他每好像他选十二个支派。
So Jesus is in effect reconstituting Israel, not replacing, but reconstituting Israel, and is so clear to any faithful Jew. 12 apostles representing the 12 tribes of Israel. God is not done yet with his people.
所以耶稣就想用这个方式告诉以色列人，神并没有放弃以色列人，旧约有十二个支派，新约他选择了十二个门徒，十二个使徒来复兴以色列。
And so he appointed these 12, first of all, because it says he desired these particular men.
那时候他是照着自己的意思来选了这十二个人。
We're asking the question, who and why did he appoint these particular 12?
那我们就来看他选了十二个人是谁，为什么？
And we have to begin by saying, well, the text says, Mark mentions here in this passage, Jesus is calling to him men whom he wanted. In the English Standard Version, men whom he desired. Secondly, he called and appointed these 12 after spending a night in prayer.
那他选这个人这十二个人之前呢，他整晚的祷告。
Book of Luke, in these days, it says Jesus went out to a mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and he chose 12.
在路加福音记载这段时间是说，耶稣在山上整夜的祷告，然后第二天才选了这十二个人。
He appointed thirdly,men who would be with him so he might to and have his authority to rid people, homes and communities of demons and their strongholds.
那他选这十二个人做什么呢？他选这十二个人与他同在，然后差遣他们出去，给他们权柄赶鬼。
This is so significant. We're going to touch on it a little bit more in depth in a few minutes, but think about this phrase with, this preposition.Jesus is choosing men, people who would be with him.
这个很重要，耶稣选择门徒干什么呢？是与耶稣同在。
Yeah. So here's the second quiz. Are you ready?
第二个考试来了哈。
Can you guess what the quiz is about?
你能猜我考试的问题是什么吗？
How many of the apostles' names can you recall?
你能说出十二使徒的名字吗？
Okay, I'll give you the first one. Peter.
第一个彼得。
Okay, and then I'll give you the second one. James.
第二个雅各。
And then what? John?
约翰。
Okay, and then, sometimes people will mention, actually not Mark, but anyway, Andrew, right?
安德烈。
That's Peter's brother, right?
彼得的兄弟。
Okay, and then how about, if you had to name a fifth one, who would that be? Thomas? Okay, everybody remembers doubting Thomas, okay. And then how about six?
第六呢?
I'm sorry?
犹大。
Oh, okay, are you thinking of which one?
有两个犹大，你说哪一个？
Okay, we just got two more. Okay, Judas.
再说两个人。
Anybody else? No, no, that's a good guess. No, no. What'd you say? I couldn't hear too well.
巴多罗买。
Oh, yeah, Bartholomew. Yeah, Bartholomew. Whoa! Okay, extra points. Good.
你加分
Let's take a look. Yeah, you did pretty good. We got at least 7 or 8, right?
至少说了七八个哈。
But it's hard to remember all.
要记十二个人的名字不容易。
Here's the list we find in the Gospel of Mark.
我们的马可福音记载的是这个名字哈。
Simon, Andrew, James,
安德烈、雅各、
John、
约翰、
Philip、
腓利、
Bartholomew、
巴多罗买、
Thomas、
多马。
Oh, did anybody say Matthew?
刚刚有没有说马太啊、
oh, come on, Matthew. Okay.
高弟兄说了。
James, son of Alphaeus.
亚非勒的儿子雅各。
Thaddeus, also called Judas.
达泰。
Simon, the zealot.
这个分裂党的西门。
And then the notorious Judas Iscariot.
就是卖耶稣的加略，卖耶稣的犹大。
And so this list is pretty important because we see it also mentioned in Matthew 10 and Luke 6 and in Acts chapter 1.
所以这个十二使徒的名字好，圣经好多福音书都记载了哈。
And Matthew's order is quite similar, but just slightly different in a few places.
所以马太福音记载的和门徒的次序稍有不同。
So let's think about what kind of men are these 12.
我们来想这十二个人都是什么样的背景。
Well, Paul, reflecting on the kind of people that, that God calls and chooses, said the following in his letter to the Corinthians.
所以马保罗在马太福音中特别，这保罗在保罗书信哥林多前书里面特别讲到的十二个主选的门徒们使徒是选了一些什么样的人。
And he begins by saying, "I want you to consider your calling."
哥林多他刚开始就说，你们要想想你们是怎么被蒙召的。
Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of... chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is considered weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is considered low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are.
所以保罗在那里说，说弟兄们呐、啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多，神却拣选了世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的叫那强壮的羞愧，神也拣选了世上卑贱的被人厌恶的以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
He chose ordinary people.
神拣选就是一般普通人。
That's the point.He chose just the run-of-the-mill, ordinary people, men and women he chose.
神拣选就是男的女的，就是普通人。
Yet it would be these men later that we would read in Acts chapter 17 who have turned the world upside down.
使徒行传里面记载耶稣的门徒就是他拣选这些普通人，最后把这个世界都颠覆了。
So let's consider, well, what is the basis then for the selection?
那我们看耶稣拣选他们的根据是什么呢？
Well, we can begin by saying, well, Jesus elected, okay, he chose whom he desired.
所以第一个就是他想选择谁就选择谁，这是他的主权。
And then we could say, secondly, those whom God obviously was drawing to Jesus.
第二个就是神把这些人送到耶稣面前。
And we read about that in John chapter 6. No one can come to the Father unless they are drawn by God.
所以约翰福音第六章说，没有人能到我这里来，除非是父所差派的。
So secondly, we can say the basis of their qualification would be that they were drawn by God.
所以第二个条件就是神吸引他们来到耶稣面前。
We can also say that they are men who responded nobly when they received that call, and in fact they came to Jesus.
所以第三点，这些人他们听到耶稣的呼召以后呢，他们就回应了耶稣的呼召。
Not everybody responds to that call.
不是每一个人听到耶稣的呼召都回应的。
In fact, there are probably people sitting right here among us today who are called, who have yet to actually respond to the gracious call of God.
就即便我们在座的这么多人，可能也有人听到了耶稣的呼召，却还没有回应耶稣的呼召。
Would they come to Jesus and say, "Lord, you can have my life. You have given your life for me. I'm ready."To do more than believe, I'm ready to follow you.
回应耶稣的呼召就是说，主啊，我在这里，求你使用我的生命。
We can also see that they were the people who were, as it were, Jesus' choice, not based on their personal strengths, their personal qualities, but on God's call and their response to that call.
所以这里看见我们耶稣选择人不是照这些人的天才或他的个人有什么能力、有什么资历啊。而是根据神的呼召和他们的回应。
It's that kind of mess. Read, let's take a moment. I'm almost done. Let's read between the lines and see what are some of the distinctives that might apply to our lives today.
我们就来看看这些人他们有什么特点，或者我们从中可以学到些什么。
Now, if you read all through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, of course, we see that these men are like us. They're broken, they're imperfect, they had their problems and challenges.
我们看了四本福音书，我们就会得出结论：耶稣的门徒其实跟我们很像的，他们有他们的问题，就像我们有我们的问题一样。
This is true of anyone who is walking around in a human body.
只要是个人，大家都有问题。
But we can also see some distinctives that we should consider.
但是还是有些不同点，我们来看看。
These were men who were not lazy or indifferent when they heard the call.
所以这些人当他们听到呼召的时候，他不是冷漠，也不是懒惰。
A lot of people that I meet as I go through life are apathetic to these things, to these kind of discussions. They're apathetic. It's like, 无所谓. But they were not.
所以很多人当你跟他谈到耶稣、谈到福音的时候，他是一个无所谓、冷漠的一个表情。但是这些人不是。
Secondly, they acted on whatever light they received from God. And so I'm thinking here, Tom, of that text in John chapter 1, verse 9 that said, God gives light to everyone who comes into the world.
Okay.
And they acted on that light from God.
所以在约翰福音一章里面说，耶稣是世上的光，他照在我们世人当中，但不是每个人都来选择就近这个光。所以这些门徒，他们当光照在他们身上，他们被照亮的时候，他们就选择来就近这个光，而不是转向黑暗。
Furthermore, it appears, of course, that we know that Jesus knows all men. We saw that already in that text in John chapter 2. He knows who we are, how we're wired, what our makeup is, what our tendencies are. He knows who we are, but he also sees who we will become.
所以耶稣知道万人的心，他不用人告诉他什么，因为他知道每个人。所以他看到我们，他知道我们心里在想什么，他也知道我们将来会成为什么样的人。
And he could see that these were going to become, these common men were going to become men of courage.
他知道这十二个人，他们将来都会成为有勇气的人。
And they would be later authorized to go out and to preach and to cast out dark powers.
所以耶稣会将来会给他们权柄，让他们将来可以出去赶鬼。
Men of courage who, actually, all of them except for one, lost their life for their faithfulness to follow Jesus.
这十二个人除了其中有犹大以外，其他的都是为主殉道的。
They were not only courageous, but they were bold men who would stand before others to proclaim the coming kingdom of God.
他不仅是有勇气的，而且还是不害羞的，很胆子大的。
Right? Yeah. And finally, they were men who were, I think, bored with the status quo. And so when they received that call from Jesus, they were ready to leave everything behind and follow Jesus.
所以这些那个特点，他们对于他们现在的这一套生活，这一套社会习俗，他们没有留恋，他们要开始一个新的。
I like that. Yeah. Bored with the status quo and ready when they hear the call to say, okay, I don't know how this is going to play out, but this sounds exciting. And they went.
所以他们对于他们原来的生活并不是那么的满意，他们当耶稣呼召的时候，他们愿意接受一个新的生活。
If we were going to summarize everything I just said, they were fat.
用句通俗的话，他们就好像用个英文字就是胖，但是这个是每个字有它的意义。
Okay, of course, fat is an acronym which means they were faithful, available, and teachable.
这个英文字三个字母哈，这三个字母的英文的意思就是他们忠心，他们的。
不知道怎么讲，
对他们随时待命，然后他们能够被改变，被教育被教导。
They were fat people.
英文就是他们就是三个特点，他们忠心，他们随时待命，他们可以被教导。
And a little bit later after this, maybe a year or two, Jesus would be gathered around these men before he went to the cross, and he said, "You are the men who have stood by me faithfully." In my trials, and now he said, "I confer a kingdom on you, just as my Father conferred one on me. You will eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel."
在路加福音二十二章有这样一段记载，那这一段记载发生的是在这个大概一年后的事情哈。耶稣就有一次和他的门徒坐在一起坐席吃饭，对他们说。在我的患难中，你们是与我同在的。让如今我把国赐给你们，就像我父把国赐给我一样， 叫你们在我的国里，在我的宴席上吃喝，并且坐在宝座上审判以色列的十二个支派。
Wow, Tom, you're good. Jesus appoints disciples in conclusion, men and women, to be with him.
所以耶稣呼召的门徒的主要目的是什么？就是和他同在。
They're in effect are answering that famous call we see in Matthew 11, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, etc., etc. They are answering that call to be with Jesus.
所以他们耶稣呼召他们，他们就来与耶稣同在，就好像在马太福音里耶稣的呼召说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And to serve alongside of Jesus, taking his yoke.
他不光是到耶稣面前来，也跟耶稣一同服侍，一同担耶稣的轭。
And as they do, something incredible happens.
当他们愿意这样做的时候，神就让那些大的事情发生了。
And I think this actually surprised them. They found rest for their souls.
他们很惊奇地发现，他们因着到耶稣面前来跟耶稣同负一轭，结果他们自己得到了安息。
So I've discovered that to be true. When you go on mission with God and you simply try to do your best to hear His word and obey His call, you discover deep peace and real rest within.
相信你如果也听到耶稣的呼召，愿意回应他的呼召，跟从耶稣的呼召之后，我相信你内心中也会得到平安。
Doesn't mean it's safe. It still can be dangerous. It can look very unsafe. It can look like you're crazy. But you find within you rest. For your souls.
可能外面看起来很不容易，甚至很危险，但是你的心里面会得到真实的平安。
And Jesus is still, even at this very hour, calling and attracting followers to himself.
所以耶稣到如今仍然是在呼召人来跟从他。
He's still appointing men and women to be with him.
他现在仍然在呼召人来跟他在一起。
And he might use you to go and proclaim his kingdom.
他可能会用你来宣传神的国。
He might even use you to drive out dark powers.
他可能用来你来赶鬼。
As he advances the kingdom of God through ordinary men, women, teenagers, 等等什么的。
他传扬神国的就是用普通人，男人、女人、大人、小孩。
Thank you.